amendment is adopted. So it looks like at this point, council is looking for further response to Senator Kiffmeyer's question. Is there anyone else in the audience who would like to testify at this time on the A1 amendment, the bill that's before us, the shape it is? Welcome to the committee.
Madam Chair, members of the committee, my name is Julie Ring, and I represent the Association of Minnesota Counties and didn't actually intend to testify on the bill today. I just wanted to clarify a point to the last question, which just to clarify that all county commissioners are actually currently subject to their own version of the gift ban and conflict of interest policy under Minnesota Statute 471.87 and 895. Was just looking that reference up so that I could better answer Senator Kiffmeyer's question. And it does appear that it also reflects, if not the same, much of the same language as legislators. I do see the $5 amount listed here. And so I just wanted to clarify the point that all county commissioners are currently subject to a version of the gift ban and conflict of interest policy. What would be new under this bill for county commissioners is the financial disclosure piece for the non-metro county commissioners,
which is contained in Section 1 of the A1 amendment.
Correct.
Madam Chair, in other words, the bill basically is affecting the disclosure provisions, the economic disclosure for both judges and county commissioners, because they all, it's not going to have a real impact on the rest of them. At least my understanding was, yeah, because the 471 sections that Ms. Ring talked about were put in, I think, the same year when we put in the gift ban.
Senator Limmer.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Senator Marty, I know that on Section 1 you focus on judges and county commissioners to be subject to the gift ban, but does that also include...
Senator Limmer, I'm sorry to interrupt, but Section 1 is requiring them to file an economic disclosure statement.
So they're not subject to the gift ban?
The gift ban comes in under...
Another section?
Under Section 2.
All right. The question I have is, do we have an official statement from the League of Minnesota Counties on whether they accept this language or not? Have they weighed in on this?
Madam Chair, Senator Limmer, as I said, I'm with the Association of Minnesota Counties, Julie Ring, and we are neutral on the bill.
Right.
We do not have a position on the bill.
All right. One other question. Senator Marty, does your definition in this expansion, does it cover county employees as well as county commissioners? I know that in state law, state employees cannot receive gifts.
Senator Marty.
Madam Chair, Senator Limmer, most of the state employee stuff is in Chapter 35 or whatever it is. No, we were not trying to get at that. We're just simply saying the point of this is we think that county commissioners across the state and judges should have economic disclosure. Our economic disclosure is not very heavy in the state, but we think you look at the other clauses above the two we're adding here, and you can see we've included a lot of others, from Ballpark Commission, the LCCMR, and so on. We think judges and county commissioners as public officials ought to be covered as well. That's basically what it's going to do, because as the discussion earlier pointed out, these folks already are effectively covered by the other provisions.
And Madam Chair,
Senator Limmer,
does the Supreme Court Administrators or Administration Department, do they have an opinion on your bill regarding anything dealing with gifts going to judges?
Madam
Senator
Chair,
I see a lobbyist shaking her head behind you, but...
I do not know.
She'd like to approach the
table.
If
it's yes, then I guess they do. If it's no, I guess they don't.
Ms. Haas, welcome to the committee.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Nancy Haas with Meschely and Kramer on behalf of the Minnesota District Judges Association. I know your question is about the State Court Administrator's Office. We've had lots of discussion about this particular bill, and they have not taken a position, neither the Supreme Court or the Minnesota District Judges Association.
Madam Chair, I know that sometimes we get... we write bills with good intentions to control the judiciary in some ways, and they sometimes will claim that they're not subject to the rules that the judiciary makes. Has there been any discussion about that potentiality regarding this bill?
Ms. Haas.
Madam Chair and committee members, in my disclosing this bill and sharing it with judges, I have heard from one judge who thinks that perhaps it's unconstitutional, but that has not been the wide commentary from a majority of the judges I've talked to.
Senator Loomer.
Madam Chair, Ms. Haas, have you talked to anyone in the Supreme Court, Court Administrator Department office?
Ms. Haas.
Madam Chair and committee members, we have talked about this bill. They have not raised that similar concern.
All right. I'm wondering, Madam Chair, if this eventually has to go back to Judiciary Committee or if this amendment would be passed. I'm not sure. Timing
right now,
is an issue.
The amendment will, or I'm sorry, Senator Marty's bill will have to be adopted by the Rules Committee. We haven't gotten any, I haven't received notification that Judiciary wants it at this point, but.
They probably don't know about the amendment, Madam Chair, until it gets
Madam
passed.
Madam Chair, Senator Loomer, the amendment was simply to create an exception so the judges are not having to go through a new conflict of interest procedure because they have one.
I see. Okay.
I believe counsel now has a response to Senator Kiffmeyer's question.
Thank you, Madam Chair, and Senator Kiffmeyer and members. Looking at Rule 3.13 of the Judicial Code of Conduct, it is the rule that applies to gift bans for members subject to, or not members, judges subject to that code of conduct. And it says, unless otherwise prohibited by law or this section, a judge may accept the following gifts without publicly reporting. And there are a number of things, and one of them includes a specific dollar amount, so I'll read that one without reading the others. And it says, any other gift, loan, bequest, benefit, or other thing of value with a value not exceeding $150, if the source is not a party or person who directly or indirectly is likely to come before the judge. So the short answer is the dollar amount is $150. There's other qualifiers and other criteria as well.
And the lobbyist, and the lobbyist or a principal is subject to different to the other gift ban that's similar to legislators.
Madam Chair, if I might just clarify, there's another point. The point that counsel read was the amount of the gift that can be accepted without reporting, and that same rule subsequently says that you can accept a gift of more than $150 with reporting.
Is there any further discussion on the...
And Madam Chair, oftentimes we have folks like your, like we do here in the legislature, we have our top staff that come under the same rules as we do just because they're in such a position. And that doesn't seem to be the case here. I'm just interested if there was something that spoke to that or is this only exclusively to judges? I mean, those ones who hold that office of judge or justice or something.
Senator Marty.
Madam Chair, Senator Kiffmeyer, with a lot of our laws, yes, we do take top administration people and so on, subject them to similar things. It depends on the level of government and the situation. I think in this case, the basic disclosure, I'm happy to have it for judges and the county commissioners. I think if they feel that their employees should do it, I think that would be appropriate to take a look at. They are the decision makers in the counties and the courts, and they can figure out which employees, if they feel, would have a similar type of situation. I would encourage them to do so, but I don't know that we need to get into that.
And Senator Kiffmeyer, as you'll see in the what's in current statute, it does obviously talk about the Secretary of the Senate or other administrators, regional administrator of the Met Council, things like that. Yeah. But Senator Marty's bill specifically is addressing county commissioners. Obviously, the ones that are already in the metro area are already included, so this would include all county commissioners and then judges, as specified on 212. So is there anyone else in the audience who would like to testify on Senate File 1397 as amended? Any other discussion, members? Seeing none, Senator Marty moves that. Senator Hoffman moves that Senate File 1397 as amended be recommended to pass and referred to the full Committee on Rules and Administration. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed?
No.
That's funny.
The motion is adopted.
Judge.
Members.
Thank you, Madam Chairman.